SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159.
Yeah.
Here with you.
Extend.
Like, oh, geez. Who are you extending?
Florida here, State. Extend, Florida extend, State up 12. Extend. Go to the whip.
That's
go to the whip.
Over, no?
Stop. 3.5 minutes left. Stop. Oh, Ohio. Hang in there. Up one.
Ohio.
All right, Carver, we're in a good spot.
We're in a great spot. They're up one. Let's finish.
Do we have the pill?
Let's finish.
We got the pill.
Got to finish here. That's what matters. UConn up 15-13 on Creighton as well.
Game's a shootout. This gutless Missouri team, they haven't scored in 5 minutes. I can't believe this. Gutless.
Yeah, they have completely gone in the tank. Completely gone in the tank.
Up 12, Florida State, extend.
Yeah, they're up 12 at the under four timeout. So they're looking okay. We'll see if they can get to the finish line here.
NC State comes roaring back.
Yeah, down 55-40 at the half.
Jeez.
So, and that game way over, Joe. That game flew over.
I knew that game was going to go over. I didn't bet it.
151.5. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi, with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here. A very busy hour ahead. We got a ton of college for Wednesday night that we have to look at. We've got probably some hockey for Wednesday, too. I got to give you the golf joke because I ain't going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, Harry Hall's going to win it. I told you.
Yeah, I'm not so
Hall
sure about
Oaks.
That.
Put a little honey with the Harry Hall and Oates.
I don't mind him for first round leader. If you wanted to do that.
Guy's going to go wire to wire? No.
No, I didn't say he was going to go wire to wire. I'm betting him for first round leader. You can bet him for the whole tournament. That I'm not doing. Don't want any part of it, Joe. Have you put together, I didn't mean to ask you this yet. Have you put together yet your first like mock draft for the NFL draft? Have you done that yet?
No, I want to see what happens here. I mean, look, here's what I'm willing to do, and I already told you with Jaden Daniels. I'm betting him for number two overall because, again, I don't see any shot Washington goes with Drake May. I will bet money. They do not go on Drake May. I mean, they are not going to have a new ownership, new mindset, new philosophy, and they're going to draft the quarterback that took over for Sam Howell that fell off a cliff. You're going to have two North Carolina quarterbacks on your roster? Absolutely not. No way. The last two North Carolina quarterbacks that were in the league, Trubisky and Howell, were average at best. Stop. You got the second overall pick and the Heisman Trophy winner staring you in the face, and you're not going to take him? Absolutely not. No way.
So go get the plus 170. Go get it.
I said it. I'm the guru. Remember that. I'm the human algo. I know more about these kids than anybody. I should be hired in the draft room.
Well, let me ask you this. As I look at that number two overall pick, let's say, and we've been so back and forth on this, it's like broken record at this point, but let's say the Bears decide to keep Fields and they want to move back.
Okay.
And Washington's willing to go up the one spot and give him something.
Okay.
And the Bears go down to two. They're taking Harrison, right?
You give it to Harrison and wide receiver number two?
I mean, what? If you move down one spot and you're keeping Fields, or you want to trade more and go back further?
I mean, they have the ninth, right?
They have the ninth.
I mean, I would probably trade to like five. I mean, where was Chase taken? Five?
Yeah. Right. I'm only saying it because they have Harrison for the second pick at 15-1.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm just thinking where wide receivers have been taken, right? Pitts was four.
Well, look, I mean, Chase, it depends. It's sometimes when it, you know, it's who needs it more
than
but
don't
who needs
it. Yeah, I know, but I think it's a great fit. You're right, but you know, then comes into well, you're paying a wide receiver your second overall money. That's asinine. That's the problem that you come into, you know, with these.
Yeah, I mean,
you have to make the
rationale between two and five. I mean, come on.
You know, it's no longer best player. It's, the money doesn't equal the pick. This is why I hate the NFL with that. Well, I'm just saying. You know, what if it's the Giants? What if the Giants say, you know what, Daniel Jones sucks. Let's trade Jones for, you know.
Who would want him?
No.
Huh?
I mean,
who would want that guy?
Who would want him? But I mean, would Arizona want a backup? I mean, you know, the guy's got. Here's the other thing too that people aren't talking about with the Giants. I mean, the guy's got two neck injuries over the past 4 years, 3 years. You know, neck injuries. We're not talking. I mean, if it's a vertebrae issue, that's a serious situation. It's kept him missing how many games this year? And 2 years ago. Mm. Right?
I don't disagree. I'm not saying they shouldn't get a quarterback. I'm saying that nobody's going to want him.
No, but, I mean, you don't have to get, like, I mean, you know, Giants pick what? Sixth?
They are sixth, yeah.
Okay, so if you say we'll give you the sixth pick, Daniel Jones for the second. I mean, you know, we'll give you Danny Dimes, the sixth pick, and a compensatory, you know, second in 2025 or third in 2025. You don't think a team would jump at that?
No. I think anything involving Daniel Jones.
Well, they wouldn't do it with Washington because Washington is in their division. So they will most likely would do it with New England. You telling me New England wouldn't want? I mean, we'll give you Danny Dimes. They need a quarterback anyway, and you could pick sixth. Most likely, there'll still be a quarterback on the board like Bo Nix or Michael Penix. So you telling me they can't draft either?
Yeah, I just don't see anything that would involve Daniel Jones. I just don't.
All right.
I think that's a. The amount of
I'm
money
just throwing it
him.
Out there if I'm the Giants, because I'd be definitely concerned about Daniel Jones with the neck injury. If you're putting all your eggs in that, this guy to be healthy,
definitely can't do that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159 here with you. Joe, another victory for the obscure... the Carver and Lisi obscure mid-major pick of the night.
Four in a row.
Ohio, the Bobcats out of the MAC, rallying for the win at home. We had him catching 2.5 at home, and he rallied for the win. Outright. Say it, Joe. Outright.
We took the better team, home court, down five, outright. Took him plus the 2.5. Didn't even need him.
Should have played the money line.
You didn't want to.
No. We kept it simple. We'll see what we got.
I had to talk you into that.
We've already got a few candidates for that on Wednesday night. On that slate. There's quite a few candidates. It's okay. It doesn't mean that we don't play it.
You could text me. We're going to have to agree on something to see if I can keep it going. Or should we just put it on hiatus till next week? We got a four-game win streak going.
There's a couple decent ones,
first night of NBA,
too.
I'm going to be all in. Watch this. Donovan Mitchell, it's going to be a train wreck. I know it.
There's a lot of games Thursday night too.
It's gonna be a train wreck. I know it is, and I'm gonna be miserable.
Orlando at Cleveland.
How about that Missouri pick I gave out on Tuesday night? Big win.
What'd they end up losing by?
They lost by 5 to that gutless Tennessee.
Wow.
Team.
How about that?
Told you Tennessee is gutless.
They are.
And you know what happened? They were up by 9 or 8. And that kid that we bashed for missing the free throws goes to the line, and he missed.
Nailed them all. He missed one or two again? Yeah, he stinks.
Becht.
I know, he's a good player. Everybody keeps telling
not
me.
Not to be
he's
mentioned,
not, a,
he, Rocco
not a free
Becht.
Throw line. Rocco Becht, 180-1 for the Heisman.
I tell you what, if he wasn't on Iowa State, I would take it. But, you know, I mean, come on. No, Rocco.
You're chopping him because he's on Iowa State. Chopping.
Well, maybe he's got the Brock Purdy love. Maybe he's got, you know, now more eyes are on the program. So, you got a shot.
We'll see, Joe. We'll see. How about the golf for this week?
I already told you. I got 3 plays.
I know. I ain't here tomorrow, so let me tell you who I'm on.
All right, and then let me give mine first, and then we'll go back.
Oh, okay.
Well, because you're the hero when it comes to the golf. I just throw darts at a board.
But that's okay. I mean, you're not into it.
Vince, don't call me Harry Whaley at 110-1. What's this, Harry Hall?
Harry Hall, you're on, yeah.
Harry Hall and Oates.
Harry Hall and Oates.
And then the long shot. If I could find them.
Was it Nico Etavaria?
No. The guy was 1,000-1. Hang on. Sebastian
Vasquez.
Sebi Vasquez.
Skins.
No, Sebi Vasquez.
I know, Sebi Vasquez. That's who you're on. Sebi, your boy. I am... this is the Tony Finau Invitational, so it's hard to go after Tony. He's got a last 2 years. He won it last year. He was second the year before that. But we're going to go with some bombers, Joe. You need some guys who hit the ball far at this joint. Keith Mitchell at 28-1. Ryan Crazy Like a Fox at 33-1. Mitchell's down to 22. Wow, I'm glad I got the 28, Joe. Patrick Rogers, 35. Brandon Wu, 40-1. He's top 5 here each of the last 2 years. Justin Suh, 60-1. Maverick McNealy, 70-1. First-round leader bombs. Pendrith, 40. Cameron Champ, 55. Johnny Vegas, 60. Austin Eckroat, 60. Aaron Rye, 60. Davis Riley, 90. And Nico Echevarria at 110-1 for first-round leader.
Man, I want to talk about...
And I found here's a fun bet for us. Let's take this. Now listen, we get on this guy Skins all the time, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. There's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's only 8 golfers this week from UK and Ireland.
Okay.
So under the region top and region props for the golf.
Yeah.
So top UK and Ireland. Skins, 12-1. He's got to beat 7 guys, Joe. Aaron Rye, Matt Wallace, Bobby Mack, Harry Hall, Callum Tarran, Potty Harrington, and Ben Taylor. He beats those guys, we can cash that 12-1.
Ugh. What do I got to put on?
Put it with the college basketball for Wednesday night.
Oh, all right, I'll do that.
Add it
I'll
in.
I'll do that.
Skins.
You know what I'll do? I'll put it out. Here's what I'll do.
Connecticut to win the national championship? What are you putting it with?
Yeah, I'll do something crazy like that. You ready?
Okay.
Skin. All right, you ready? Watch this.
Skins to be the top UK and Ireland golfer this week at the Mexico Open. That's, I love when these start like this. Yeah. Skins.
Ready?
I can't wait.
Kansas to make the Final Four.
Okay.
All right. You love when we do this.
Yeah, no,
all right.
It's a fun game.
Hang on.
Fun game.
Hang on. And let's see. Heisman.
Heisman. This ticket's going to be in the holster for 11 months now. Jeez.
You can't parlay it because it's the golf.
No, it's college on college. I don't think. No. You could parlay it with. Did you put Kansas?
Yeah, it won't let me.
Okay, so that worked. Did Kansas
work?
No,
it won't let me. No.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Because it's a region bet. That's why.
Give me some.
If you,
right, so
if you played one of your winners with one of these, but
no. Let's regroup. Let's go Skins top 40.
Skins top 40, which I believe they have at. Where they got that at? Skins. Where is he, Joe? Here he goes. Plus 200.
Where is he? Plus 200.
Yeah,
let's
plus
do
200.
Top 30. Let's take a shot. Top 30. A top 20.
You're pushing it. You're really pushing it.
Top 20.
Stick with 40. I'm telling you.
No. I'm going.
It would be a miracle if he finished in the top 40.
Carver. Come on. Top 20. He's gonna come flying up the board. Skins. Where is he? Do you see him?
No, I don't see him.
You don't have Skins top 40?
Top 40, plus 200.
Darius, 9-1, top 20.
Top 9-1.
All right, there we
go. I'm
Skins with Kentucky to make the Final Four. Not Kentucky.
Kansas.
Kansas. Hang on. Let's get it there. Kansas to make the Final Four. Okay.
Okay, 59-1.
And then we'll add to that. We're building a parlay in the lab. They get into the mind of Lisi. Let's go Jackson Dart Heisman. You can't parlay it. Why?
The Heisman's. You're not, I don't think the Heisman. You can do it.
All right. So let's.
You
do
can't do college on college. I don't think.
LSU for national champion.
Wow. All right. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. All right, so Joe went... this is a midweeker here for
you
us.
I love these.
I actually should do one too, just to match you now and try to get see who can come up with a bigger one. You have Skins top 20 at the Mexico Open this week. Kansas to make the Final Four, and LSU to win the College Football National Championship. That is, one second here, Joe. I want to get this right.
95,900.
It's 959-1. So you, I think, put a couple bucks on it. So you got that cooking for you there.
That's all Skins is worth.
Jeez. I will go a little deeper, Joe. Since I wouldn't play Finau to win this by himself. But for a crazy one like you want to build, I'll do it. I'll put Finau to win the chalk at Mexico.
Okay.
I'll do a Final Four also.
All right.
I'm going to put...
Take a deep shot. Take somebody deep into the wickets.
I'm going to take... Creighton.
9-1.
For a Final Four.
They live and die with the threes.
They just almost made it last year. They lost by a game. And then I will also put... Now, I'm not waiting around for College Football National Championship. That I'm not going to do. I'm going to put a hockey in there, Joe.
All right, good. Hockey.
We're going to do a hockey. And it will be to win the West, Dallas. So right. I don't think I'm anywhere near you. I'm 531-1.
It's all right. That's good.
I'm not even the same ballpark as you because you put the – I guess LSU was probably a deep one, right? LSU was pretty big. You know what, Joe? I'll put somebody in there. I can't bet. I can't. I'm not even focused on college football. I can't put anything college football in there, Joe. You know I can't. How about Jalen Daniels to be the number two pick?
That's not bad.
Now I got you beat. 1,435-1. There you go, Joe. I beat you by a little bit. All right, there we go. We had fun with parlays here tonight. That was good. Basketball, college rack for Wednesday night, Joe. Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
First up on the list for you for Wednesday, number 12, Illinois visiting Happy Valley. Illinois minus 7.5. 157.5 the total.
Such a crazy place to play.
It is, isn't it?
I mean, that I'm going to lay it, but... you know what? No, I'm not. I'm going to take the 7.5. That's a fishy line. That's going to play right on 7.5, 8. I have a feeling that's going to go right down to the number. If you can get 8, 8.5, I suggest you take it. I mean, no suggestions. Gamble at your own risk. But I'm willing to take it at 7.5 or greater.
7.5 or greater. How about that? I just,
that line's like, they got blown out by Michigan State recently, Penn State, didn't they?
They've been blown out by a few teams. Hold on here.
Yeah, but I remember Michigan State went in there. They were laying 4.5, right? Or they were catching 4.5, and they won by...
Michigan State won by 8 at Happy Valley.
Weren't they catching points in that game?
No. Michigan State was 2.5-point favorite.
All right, so they won. All right, and now Illinois?
They beat Iowa at home by 10. They crushed Iowa at home.
I just think that's a heavy number. I don't know. Something just...
I think the total's a little heavy, too, to be quite honest with you.
What's the total?
157.5. I think it's a little much.
All right. We have our obscure Presbyterian in Winthrop...
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go with that. I think that's something we'll have to figure out closer to tip.
How about the GW revolutionaries?
George Washington?
Yeah, I know George. Well, why do they have to put out their whole name?
I'm not sure.
On the door. Not really sure. That's crazy.
No, Dayton is at George Mason on Wednesday night. Number 16, Dayton. They're minus 2.5 on the road, 133.5.
I'm going to lay it.
Yeah, I kind of like Dayton. I kind of like George Mason.
Less than 3, I'm willing to lay it.
Okay. Florida at Alabama. Good game. Bama minus 7.5. How about this total, Joe? 175.5.
Oh, let's take the over. Come on, take the over with me.
They can't make it big enough in this game.
Come on. Let's alt
it to 200. Up and away.
Come on, let's take this total.
I'll go over, Joe. I'm with you.
All right, let's go
over.
All right, let's go over.
Let's do it.
Okay.
You got me.
Points.
Don't even have to sell me.
You
want to
take the 10.5 with Oak State, too? I mean, I don't think Cincinnati should be laying anything. 10.5?
Oak State's real bad this year.
Are they that bad? How bad are they?
Yeah, they're not that bad.
I know they got blown out by Kansas, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm not getting involved.
All right.
It's a pass for me, Joe.
All right.
So we did all the Patino stuff earlier in the week. St. John's is laying 9.5 at Georgetown.
Let's take the under.
Under what's big total too? 151.5.
Yeah, well, he talked about defense, right? Let's see if they respond. I mean, we're already starting out ahead of the game. I mean, if we lose, we lose. But at least, I mean, we're talking 80 to 72. We're a loser. You really think we're going to get up there?
No, I don't actually.
I mean, Cooley should have this group. No?
I'll take the under with you, Joe.
All right, under. All right, under and the over. That's the parlay. Over Alabama, under St. John's.
Clemson laying 6.5 at Georgia Tech.
They're another team. I can't get a read on them. I mean, they beat up on Miami at home. They suck on the road. Georgia Tech isn't bad on at home. I feel like I want to take the points.
You feel like you want to take the points.
Just have no confidence in Clemson. They just...
All right.
I don't love it, but I would take... Didn't G-Tech beat North Carolina at home?
Now, we had a discussion about this next game, this number, the other night. And I hate to... I always like when I get to do this to you, but I won. You told me that you thought that Duke would be favored by how much at Miami?
11.
Yeah, it's 5.5. I said 5.5, 6.5 to you. So I had a right spot on.
And I said I would take Miami. So then there we go. So we're in on Miami.
Miami has been so bad, and I get this game's at Miami. That you thinking that number should be bigger than that?
I think it should be 10, 11. I mean, come on.
Miami's been they've sucked, but at least at home they've been palatable.
What's palatable? 500?
Well, let me explain to you here. Let me get the numbers out last night.
I need more.
Now, yes, they've been pathetic on the road. But at home, they lost by 3 to North Carolina. Okay? And they were catching in that game. They beat Pitt by 4. They lost at home to Florida State. That's a bad one. Actually, you're right, Joe. They suck. They lost at home to Louisville, too, who's the worst team in the conference.
I mean, come on. That line should be 11.
Well, it's not. It's 5.5.
All right, so here's the Lisi and Carver parlay. Notice I said Lisi first, just because I know you might not all be in. Over Bama, under St. John's, Miami, plus the 5.5.
I can't play to St. John's. Actually, I can. I'm going to be in PA. I can play to St. John's.
All right, so put it in. Put it in for a wheel play.
All right.
Can I get you in?
And we're doing Miami?
We're doing Miami over Florida under Johnny's.
All right, I'm in.
That's the parlay for Wednesday night, okay?
Sure. Well, you didn't even get through the rest of the schedule yet, so there might be something you like more.
You're sold now. I'm already sold. I mean, the cap seems
couldn't
like
even get through the rest of the schedule.
I'm salivating at the cap. Good.
Providence getting 4.5 at Xavier.
I love their bigs. I love Providence's bigs. I do. Bigs. I love their bigs.
Can't see it too much. I love their bigs. Nebraska, 1.5-point favorites at Indiana.
Let me tell you this. I don't care how good Hoiberg is. Nebraska has no basketball lineage going into Bloomington and laying any points. I don't care how bad Woodson and is it Woodson or Goodson? What's his name?
It's Woodson. It's Mike Woodson.
Woodson. Every time, and I know Indiana sucks, but you cannot allow the Cornhuskers, which are known as a football school, okay? Both of these programs are down, dead, and buried. The fact that the basketball program has a little bit of a pulse with Hoiberg, if you allow them to come into your building and beat you, you're gutless. Indiana, outright.
I'm on Nebraska. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. Let's finish off this slate here and then get to a couple other things before we get out of here. I left you with Nebraska. I think Nebraska's going to win. You gave this big speech about Indiana being a basketball school. I don't think you watched them play this year.
I don't care how bad they are, Carver. You cannot allow the Cornhuskers of Nebraska to waltz into your building and beat you. Okay? All right? Sure. You hear me? Or no?
Yeah, all right. That's fine.
No, you don't hear me, do you?
I don't hear you. Indiana sucks this year. That's what I hear. Yeah, Nebraska's they got a gutty team. They got some blue-collar kids.
Yeah, they're gutty. They're gutty. You're right. I know.
They're Marquette's laying 25.5 against DePaul. Jeez.
I mean, really?
DePaul's pathetic. 25.5.
Jeez.
Kentucky laying 4.5 on the road at LSU.
That LSU team, gutty after their win against South Carolina. Gutty. Gutty team. Unbelievable. Gutty. What do you want to do? You want to take them or you want to lay it? They're coming off a big win against Auburn.
I feel like if I went after LSU, it would just be emotional after what happened to me on Saturday. Because they burned me. So I feel like if I was going after them, it would just be to be a little emotional. So I'm probably going to stay away.
All right.
How about the egg bowl on the hardwood? Ole Miss and Mississippi State.
That Miss State team, I think, is overrated. They couldn't knock out Arkansas, laying a huge number. You want to take a shot with Ole Miss?
Sure.
Are you just saying that, or you feel strong
about it? No, I'm not kidding. I'm in.
All right, good.
Look who we got late night in the Mountain West, Joe. System play. New Mexico minus 5.5 against Colorado State.
I got a system play, too, for us.
Oh, do you? All right.
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. I got a really good system play. Yours is what?
Well, the same as always. Unranked team favored over the ranked team. 5.5, New Mexico.
5.5, New Mexico. Why can't I? Oh, all right. Okay. All right. Here's my system play. Memphis at home sucks, right? They're laying 4.5.
Memphis has been bad everywhere.
Against Charlotte, they are going to
Charlotte's been good.
Them. Good. I'm laying the 4.5 with Memphis. Are you kidding me? Absolutely not. And I'm going down to the depths of the abyss here. I'm taking Miami and Memphis in a parlay. I mean, that is just way Memphis should.
Yeah, I wouldn't be getting involved with Memphis.
Okay. All right.
Really,
I feel a little bit better about it now.
Good.
They've
shown you nothing lately. Nothing. They lose to a lot of these really bad teams.
I just put it in. Took a parlay. Miami.
That's it. You're just going right in.
I jumped in.
Going right after.
You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
So here it is. Under St. John's 151.5. Miami plus the 5.5. Memphis minus the 4.5. Pays 554. I'm taking a shot. Okay?
All right. I hope you get it.
I hope I get it too, hero.
So what'd you cut out from there? You cut out the over in the Florida game.
No, I have the over in the Florida. That's another parlay. Over Florida, under St. John's, Miami. I got two separate parlays.
Well, there you go. That's your night. College rack on Wednesday.
Keep
full
me busy.
Slate for Joe.
Keep me busy. I'm gonna have.
That's gonna keep you busy.
I'm gonna be flying in the cockpit solo. I'm gonna have night vision goggles on. Mateus is gonna have to keep me grounded from air traffic control. And who knows? Maybe we'll have a couple of guests. It's possible. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided yet.
Well, I mean, I haven't decided yet. Well, who else is there? It's me and myself and I. What do you mean?
You're
not gonna be there.
I'm out. Rest of the week.
I got your back, baby. We're going to roll. We're going to get through it.
I'm out.
Every single
week.
Tackle.
You're going to get me Justin Fields, Matias, so I could talk to him about why he unfollowed everybody from Chicago? You're going to get me Fields? Reach
out. He's a phone call away, Joe. I'll let you know if he picks up or not.
Yeah, you want to get me Jaden Daniels? I got some ties to Daniels. You want me to reach out? See if we can get Jaden Daniels
be fantastic.
On the show.
A-listers only. A-listers only.
A-listers only. Now that Carver's gone, A-listers only. See this?
Man, I got no problem with that.
Well,
I got hockey games on Wednesday night, Joe.
You want me to give you winners or losers?
I mean, you tell me who you like, and then maybe I'll find winners on the other side.
Oh, you going to fade me? All right, you ready?
Yeah, I might. Buffalo's in Montreal against the Canadiens. The Sabres, the road favorite here, -132, 6.5. The total. Give me Montreal, the home dog.
I like the over. I might alt that to 8 or more.
All right. You got to alt it up. 8 or no.
Plus 2, 8 or more is plus 265.
All right. So get in.
All right.
Scoring's been up. Puck's been flying in the net all over the place. Flyers are in Chicago against the Blackhawks. Flyers, almost minus 200 road favorite. Light 5.5 total here. Flyers -1.5, Joe, plus 128.
I'm going to take the other side. I don't like the Flyers. I think they're overrated.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Then I don't think they're rated to begin with.
And let me tell you, Blackhawks at home, one of the best jerseys in the NHL. So
really, you believe that?
I do. I love their unis.
All right. Toronto is in Arizona against the Coyotes. Now, there's a really stupid stat about these two. Like, Toronto's got major problems with Arizona, believe it or not.
What is that?
I don't know. I'm going to find out for you. But that might be in Toronto. Might be within it, where they have had problems with them. Last couple years, yeah, they've beaten Toronto 4 times in a row. Which is bizarre because, you know, Arizona sucks and Toronto's been good. Arizona plus 172 at home. Leafs minus 210. 6.5 total.
Ooh.
Austin Matthews back in Arizona where he grew up. He's been filling it up too, Joe.
What do you want to do?
I think we take Matthews for 2 goals.
All right, let's do it.
You want to know why?
Not really.
Because 2 is better than 1.
Oh, I love it, Carver. 2
because 2 is better than 1.
So why do you go for 1? Forget the 1. You go for the 2.
Boston is in Edmonton. Good game. Go ahead. Finish that off.
I was just going to say, why do you go for 2? Because 2 is better than 1. Why smash your bookie with 1 fist when you could smash it with 2?
Game of the night's in Edmonton. Boston and the Oilers get together. Oilers minus 142, 6.5 the total. How many times, Joe, are you going to get the Bruins at plus 118? You don't get that very often in the regular season.
What do you want to do? I hate the Bruins, though.
I would take them here.
Yeah.
Take the under also.
Why? You want to take McDavid?
Nah, he screwed me the other day. I needed him last leg to score a goal in a big
How about Draisaitl at plus 135?
He did score for me the other day against Arizona.
How about 2 for Draisaitl? Why go for 1 when you can go for 2? 950.
Man, you're so greedy.
I'm greedy? You just said go for 2.
That's different. That's Matthews.
What about Draisaitl at 10-1 almost?
Nah.
You know.
I don't want to run around and play all these guys to score 2 goals.
Around.
I'm good enough with Matthews.
Grey Goose Lodge having a top toddy. You're going to be sitting
Grey
there with
Goose
your shoes
Lodge.
Off by a fire. You know.
Let me just tell you something, Joe. All I'm going to be doing for those 2 days is chasing kids around. That's it.
That's it. You got to crack the whip. You got to set things aside.
No vacation for me, Joe. No vacation.
How could it be no vacation? You're not driving the bus for 3 days. You're telling me you can't get it? You can't get a little doggy bag to set you over? Some graham crackers and a little almond butter?
Just as a beer and a chair, but I don't think I'm going to get that.
A beer and a chair and the golf. Honey, I can put the golf in my phone. Are you going to the water park and do a water park? Honey, you take the kids. God, I'm going to sit back. The back hurts a little bit. I'm going to go for...
I got Finau here in the first round on Thursday morning in a three ball. We're going to watch that.
I mean, do you have it like that where you could crack the whip? Well, like, listen, you know, I'm in the cockpit 5 days a week, you know?
No, I got the kids are dragging me all over that place.
Kids are dragging you down, huh?
Yeah, I don't mind. Listen,
we were all there. My kids were young at that age once, too. I was walking through airports with two kids on each arm, three bags, biceps bulging, taking them family bathroom.
Last game of the night, Columbus is in Anaheim at the Duck Pond. It's the second night of a back-to-back for Columbus. The Ducks are -120. On that game, 6.5. That's a no play, Joe. Both those teams, pathetic.
My best bet, Carver, is this. Blackhawks over Sabres. That's sort of like the over Blue Jackets and Ducks. And if you want a prop special, give me Draisaitl. Not one, but two. You know why? Because two fists are greater than one.
It is true.
Hey, Nunzio! You got my money? Bam! But wait! Bam! This is the second one!
Nunzio.
We pay you on Wednesday! I don't want it on Wednesday! Bam! Bam!
So you're going to be all right the next few days, Joe? You're going to be okay the next few days?
I'll be all right. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you.
All right. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll wrap it up after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. So you did mention, Joe, Missouri did rally a little bit there and get you that cover with the 13.
Well, Florida State killed BC.
Ended up winning by 8, yeah.
Yeah, laying 3.5, but they had a 12-point lead from like 3 minutes. Never in doubt.
That game went way over, too, right?
Did it? I don't know. There were a ton of overs on Tuesday night.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, it was 150.
I mean, that Syracuse game sailed through the total. Every game was unbelievable.
Not the UMass VCU game. That was way under.
I said the under, and I didn't play that game. I'm upset.
Well, you got to be better. You just got to be better.
Thanks, Coach. I'll try.
You jump in a little sooner. You got to bob and weave. You got to stick and move.
I'll try.
Can't just let the punches keep hitting you.
Get out of the corner! Get out of the corner!
Get out of the corner. All right, so Joe's got you for the rest of the week. You're in good hands. I'll be back on Monday, Joe.
Don't worry. For all the golf aficionados, I got you covered for the next
week. Yeah, but it's Mexico this week. It's all good. It's not a big event.
I got you all covered. Don't worry about it.
Just let everybody know what Skins is doing.
Wall-to-wall coverage of the golf. I'll keep everybody updated.
You get you a couple golf spots on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night if you want. Golf spots. Good job, Joe. I'll see you next week. You're here the rest of the week. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow.